الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق وبلغ رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Amma Nawaluhu, our Creator, our Sustainer. Salat and Salam in abundance on the most beloved creation of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mustafa, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Ala Alihi wa Ashabihi Ummati Ajma'in. The greatest favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us, with all the bounties and the favors of Allah, is the favor of Iman Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. The person has everything of this world, but don't have Iman and leave this world without Iman. Iman is not just the name of a name of Islam and Iman, but the reality of it in the heart. And with full conviction and belief that Iman is the only life we should be living with. Person go with this dunya without Iman, then the person was nothing and is nothing. And the person never had much of this world, went through difficulties and hardship, lots of sickness, lots of problems. It went through torture, but person lived with Iman and left this dunya with Iman. That person is the most successfully lived and left this world. And will be successful forever and ever and ever. It's because of Iman and because of Islam we know how to live our life as a human being, what we're supposed to be, how we're supposed to be living. Iman and Islam is not the name of just a few rituals. Just okay, namaz sometime, go masjid. Or give some charity, Ramzan come, make some taraweeh, make some fast. Just few rituals and that's it. No. That is one of the key difference between us, Iman, Mu'min, and others, so-called religions. That they attached and confined to a place, month, time. That when certain day of the week they have to go certain place and do certain rituals, and that you are known as a follower of that way of life or the religion because you're doing that. Beside that, your life, any life you live a life of the animals, worse than the animals, don't care. As we as a people of Iman, there's not a situation with us. Every second of our life, whether we are in a masjid or we are not in a masjid, we are in a bazaar or wherever we are, that Iman must reflect, that Iman must remain. And it must show some proof that Iman is there. even the person doing certain wrong. But at that time also in a heart, that iman says that no, not supposed to be doing, but no, I'm weak. Nafs and shaitan overpowers me. But I will ask Allah forgiveness, Allah will protect me. And I will not try to do something else today, at least for today, because my quota is finished for today. I have done enough wrong today. Iman. Person went to the restaurant serving the bar, serving daru. So ordered daru. Allah save us. Now he wanted to order the food, so the waiter came asking the food is halal. The whole bottle you will drink haram, and he asked the food is halal. On one side is that being a bit funny. But on the other hand, with all the wrong he's doing, and he knows he's doing, but there is a spark of iman make him concern and worry that, okay, one, I drink wrong, but food, at least I have halal, so you order what halal. The spark is iman. But that concern and worry, there is no guarantee if person, everybody has all the time, you have to work towards it. So Islam is not just the name for your rituals, but every aspect of our life, ibadat, one is how to do ibadats. Now you've got five pillars of Islam. Name five things. Ibadat. Fasting, how you fast. Namaz, how you perform salah. Not just anybody feels anyhow, no. There's a way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel Isaat wa Salaam to teach Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 2 days in a row, continuously teaching Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the postures of Salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Sahaba and said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform how you see me perform. Not just your own mind, what your own mind says, carry on. Fasting, there are laws and ways. Everything is shown. Ibadat. Then you got aqaid, beliefs. What belief you must have. Do's and don'ts. It's so important, believe in Allah Ta'ala, angels, qabr, life, jannat, jahannam, and so many beliefs as a people of iman. Namaz is faraz, you believe that? Sometimes we see the person named Muslim and sometimes you're making salam. But you'll be surprised you don't believe that namaz is faraz. And person was coming, used to come regular Juma, suddenly stopped. So when visit by us, whatever. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sunnah. One Sahabi, one Fajr not coming, every day coming, one day miss. Immediately Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, come. Who's joining me? Sahaba says, okay, we ready, join. Don't ask him, where are you going? You say, join, we join. Where are you going? That person's house, knock. Mother from the house. How I can help? Your son today never come, Fajr? He was reading namaz whole night. Just before Fajr he went off to sleep. Mr. Hassan said, you better sleep whole night and come for Fajr. Worry and concern. So the person who has some worry and concern, this is a ibadah, then you got believe. So then this man said to me that, no, my boss say I can't come for Juma. Who's the boss? Also Muslim. So I say, okay, I'll speak to boss. Say, okay, boss allows me, I can come. And Juma, you have to. Juma, you can't read. So many people don't even know. You ask them, Juma, I say, no, I read at home. You can't read Juma at home. Zohar, Asar, Maghrib, Isha, you can't make it to Masjid, you can read at home. But Juma, you cannot read at home. Juma has to be at the congregation, minimum 5 to 10 people, minimum. You can't read, 1 or 2% can't read. That's why ladies don't reading. On the Juma day also, they're not reading 2 Juma, they're reading 4 Zohar. A person reading individually, not reading Namaz with the Jamaat, you miss the Juma, you read Zohar, don't read Juma. They don't even know. Now hear that. So one day after a few weeks, I made the boss. speaking to him that, you know, yeah, Islam, we're supposed to close. When the Juma Azan goes, after that no business must be done, because any business after that is not legal. You're supposed to be in a masjid. Close. So you're supposed to close. Okay, you're not closing. At least allow these people who want to. What is telling? Straight on my face. The Juma padna farz nahi hai, rozi farz hai. In Urdu, if you understand Urdu, it tells you, it is a spear in your, straight go to your heart. Ya Allah, a Muslim can talk like this. Straight they tell you, Juma is not farz. Now what it tells you? Is this straight in the belief now? Namaz farz has, this is the belief fundamental of Islam. Juma is not farz, you are no more Muslim. And they are running 30, 40, 50 shops, outlets, food. And everybody thinks halal, halal. The person's belief is faulty and belief is kufr. Is not a Muslim, even by the name Muslim. It cannot be worrying about feeding you halal, haram. Even it will feed you cats and dogs, it won't care. Now it's no more halal, haram. It's gone beyond now. So it is very careful. What we eat, the way we eat, how we eat. Because what is goes inside, that's lots of time you feel, but I want to read namaz, but I just can't make it. I don't want to do certain things, but just can't resist, can't hold back. When I see that coming in front of me, I just want to go for it. And I know he's wrong. I want to pull back. But I just can't. We fail to find solutions for our problems. Lots of time, the problem lies here, our food. A factory, you want to make a plastic bowls, chairs. One chair you can buy for 30 rand. Another chair you can buy, chair is a chair. You can buy 50 rand. Then chair, another chair you'll buy for 500 rand. Another chair you'll buy for, but all plastic. All plastic. Starts from 30 rand, right at 2000 rand. So where is the difference? Maybe look alike also. Quality. The machine, what, how much milligram, whatever the product you're giving, the raw material you're giving, accordingly it will produce and the price will go accordingly. What is goes inside, that's how the amal, that's how the deeds will our body will produce. Everything else we worry about. The person, child is very sick. So he says, no, go this doctor there, nice doctor here. Okay, what? No, it's cheap also. It's only few rand. Okay, no problem. Child is sick. No, I don't worry about money, my child come right. No problem, go. When a person goes, there is no sign, there is nothing to say, but authentic person is, knocks at the door, here the person comes with all the tattoos full. Tried, face is like a, look like a lion or the baboon or monkey, or don't know what it is. But he got the badge. Doctor. Even he sees the badge, but for the moment he pulled back. Looks like I'm wrong in this. This look like he himself is sick, he needs to go to the doctor. Look how his appearance. Ye to insaan bhi nahi hai, jinnat hai. Jinnat or the janwar. You, the doctor said, no, sorry, what happened? Problem? You came here, child is sick crying. No. I forgot money. I bring money. Some excuse you'll make. You will not go there, because now, just now, your child will become like a baboon. You will take him too, because he's a baboon himself. As an insan, but look like a baboon. So this also, we must know, these tattoos and all these things, not for us. It's haram in Islam. It's shaitani act. For us, we must not, if we see somebody else do, got it? Don't look at them. Maybe before Islam they got it. Maybe they don't know. Anything for that matter, we hear or we read, don't try to apply to somebody else, apply to ourselves. Create a positive excuse for somebody. Maybe for some problem he got, that's why he got it. Maybe he's forced to do it. When dunya matter we are so concerned, little doubt we have, we pull back, we don't go ahead. Such a great thing, food. That is our life. How we can just be anyhow and anything. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us a guideline. Everything of life. So ibadat, you got taught us how to live our life also. Not only taught us how to perform salah. What beliefs you have. What right beliefs you must have. What wrongs you must not have as a beliefs. Ma'amlat, your dealings. How you deal. What transaction you can have. You can, what transaction you can. What you can deal with. What you can't deal with. How you must deal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught everything. Mu'asharat, how you live amongst one another. You're living, you're not living in a mountain alone yourself. You're living with the people. How you must live. A person come masjid, this is the towels day. Now it's written there that is only for face and a hand. But it's still, you'll, and now we got, sometimes people don't understand, so we got in another language also. But it's still, person takes it, wipes the head and wipes feet. Ye kya hai? Now this means we have not been taught how to live a life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us how to live. You use a toilet. Come out, person, second person want to go in the toilet, immediately comes out. But whatever. No, this man never flushed. Small, small, minor things. We lucky Islam taught us. Otherwise, a nation, a living life of, you can say, the hell in this world, making other people's life hell. One country I went. This is telling you to, for you to learn. And how much shukar of Allah we have to make. Allah gave us Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he taught us how to. One person came, Sahaba. You say your Nabi is so great and so big. He's teaching you about toilets and everything. Say yes. That is a fatherly love. If the father and mother don't teach the children how to go toilet, how to urinate, where to urinate, sit and urinate, what the child going to do? He will go. And what happened? Who have to clean? Parents. So parents will be teaching. Parents' responsibility to teach the child. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was more than father to us, taught us how you must go toilet also. Make life easy for yourself. Make life easy for others also. Everything Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam deal with one another. Eating, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught how we must eat, what to eat. Before we eat, say Bismillah, say Allah's name. So when this country, everybody know this country as a superpower, first world country. As far as we concerned, and the reality is not even a zero world country, not even zero below zero. We are first world country. Sometimes you say, you don't know what he's talking. But you can carry on with the same thoughts. But the reality is this. May shukar of Allah, we're living in the first world country. We're not third world country. We get carried away. So so-called first world country, 500 kilometers distance we're traveling. After 100 kilometers we had to go. Now, go toilet. Make wuzu, read salah. We stop. Big, like, you know, the ultra city we have? Like that, big. So when, so let's finish, go toilet. What you go toilet? One is, names are very big. Washroom and this and that. Big, big names. Even the person cleans the streets with big bag. Street technician. Bangi, bangya. Kuchra saaf karta. Street technician. Big name. The filthiest nation ever you saw. People think, no, first world, superpower. These people leave alone, now you go in the toilet, now you got a big place, you enter, then you got a sink for washing hands, then you got a toilet. Leave the toilet, you can't reach the toilet. Even the sink you don't see. These people come at the entrance, they will start urinating. That whole entrance is stinking full of urine. Not toilet is still far inside. So we say maybe these people here living, this may be jungle life. So we travel another 100 kilometers, we stop in another place. Same. Other 200 kilometers, still another place. And these two cities are big, big cities. Everybody knows, car city, and everything happens there. Finally, we have to go behind the garage in the bush itself. We came from the bush, go back in the bush. Nothing wrong. That is a parking. That is a saf, park saf. So the people, then in the shukar of Allah, oh Allah, look at these people. They can even take things to the so-called, they say, no, we're going to the moon and the star and everything. But you don't know where you must urinate. Even that much you don't know. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us everything. Must not be in front of everybody. Just start. So many people you see, more and more people. That is not the teaching of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us everything of our life. We have to learn and follow. It's not just the teaching and teaching, but learn. Allah give us tawfiq to follow. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching. Eating food Allah gave, appreciate. How much food we have? Look at those people who don't have food. Are we appreciating a food? When we eat bread, lots of people will find, they will leave the corners, center it, and leave the corners behind. Who going to eat that? Is that is a shukar of Allah, we making Allah giving us food. When we see people, tell them, bhai, look at those who are digging in the bin. They're digging in the bin, looking in the bin, even the rotten, they're eating. May shukar Allah never make you like that, you have to go dig in the bin. Allah giving us food, clean food, look after, appreciate, don't waste. Now the function will start. December functions. You see how much waste takes place. One wali of Allah Ta'ala when visited Makkah Mukarram Madina Munawwara. And there you don't see no poverty, you don't see outwardly poverty, but just 3-4 kilometers only the wealth, besides that is below the bread level. Makkah Mukarrama or Madina Munawwara, even now. Few kilometers around you see glimmer, all wealth, everything. But beside that, the general public, below the bread level they live. Till now. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. Nabi Sassam taught us how appreciate. So when this became, here talking to the people, I said, I have a great fear that these people will suffer a great poverty in the future. But you can't believe it, because the wealth they got, they don't know how to count and where to keep and what to do with that wealth. So much wealth they got. How the poverty will strike on them? Say yes. You can see any nation who waste food, don't appreciate food, waste. Allah Ta'ala strike them with the poverty. Then bring the memory back to us. So many people we see over years, 20 years they were begging, they're still begging. One of the reasons, you give them a loaf, eat half and rest thrown. Is not that? Keep, tomorrow I will need, evening, or give it to somebody else. Waste. So we have to remind ourselves, and especially when the functions now, the eyes go big. They again ethic. We are told to dish out food, only dish out what you need, how much you want to eat. Says stomach is one and eyes are two. Aankhein badi, pet chota. Eyes big, stomach small. So we dish out full, and even half we can't eat, and where the half going to go? Now the food is coming. So you see the good item now. Now the people learned also. They will, the 5-10 item, they will, light one they'll send it. The good one, very expensive one, they'll send it last, because you know what the people do. First one will fill the whole plate. If he can do second, he'll do second also. Others are waiting, their eyes are popping out. They don't care. He's looking down. Nobody must look at me. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you're eating, he gave an example of khajur. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's teaching at that time, when you're eating khajur, that's a common food. Only one kind. Only khajur is there. Lots of people are sharing from one big dish. Lots of khajur there. Lots of dates. Don't take two dates at a time. When you're taking a morsel to put in your mouth, one date at a time, take one, finish, eat nicely, take second one. Finish that one, then take third one. Good. Otherwise, five grab one time, put in the mouth, then five again. What other people, what's going to happen to them? Sharing, caring, we teach the children, but we forget ourselves. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching that time, so dish out only little bit and what you eat, and worry about others also, ikram. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching that in everything of our life, worry and care about others. Bismillah before we eat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eating, one girl came running and going to grab the food. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the food go in the mouth, grab a hand. Stop. Never allow her to put the food in the mouth. Next thing they see, the one old man coming, like very, very hungry and straight hand in the food. And want to put in the mouth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grab his hand off. Then Nabi told Sahaba, you know whose hand in my hand. Everybody can see that girl's hand on the other hand is an old man's hand. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, that's what your eyes see. Girl hand is there, and the old man's hand is there, but with that girl's hand and the old man's hand is a shaitan's hand is also in my hand. Shaitan wanted to eat, but we all of us here, we read Bismillah, he can't eat. Now, this one, shaitan brought this girl and the old man, so make them eat without Bismillah so he can enjoy. So I grab, now he can't eat. No barakat, no goodness in the food. That's why sometimes you eat and eat and eat. Some people eat like a hell. Hadhrat Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, a great man, Darulum Deoband. He had a debate with a person who was not believing in Islam, opposing Islam. So Islam and the shirk debate. So before start debate starts, they had the meal. So this Maulana, he ate few morsels and he stopped, washed his hand and he was waiting for the debate to start. The other side, the pandit who was to debate from the non-Muslim side, he is eating and eating and eating, not stopping. And he's laughing. Hey, Maulana, what you want to debate with me? You can't even eat. So little you ate. So you lost already in eating our battle I want. So when a real debate will start in the religion, I will win. Maulana said, Sivai, I thought we were going to debate in the religious matter. That's why I came here. If you had really to debate in the food, you should have debate with the elephant or the cow or the buffalo. Food debate, you can do it with the elephant, buffalo, animals. Insan, human being, little. Little eat, halal, alhamdulillah. With the name of Allah, we eat. Sometimes we forget Allah's name. We forgot. As soon as we remember, say Allah's name. Sometimes we think, but this one, take so much they eat. Because they're not reading Bismillah. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching, a Muslim eat one stomach. Kafir eat seven stomach. Doesn't mean kafir got a seven stomach. Because he's not reading Bismillah, shaitan is joining. That's why eating seven people's food one time. One man can. Allah give us understanding. What a special program we got this Tuesday, inshallah, regarding wuzu, istinja. Very, very important for us to learn these things. Lots of time we learn in a madrasa, sometimes we never learn. We don't know how to make wuzu. I see lots of people for years reading namaz, but the wuzu is not correct. So we need to learn. Allah, opportunities are coming. Little time, Tuesday after Maghrib, inshallah, we'll learn so we can teach others also. Those people who's going for Umrah, for them program, inshallah, tomorrow, 3 to 5, inshallah, in this masjid. Allah give us tawfiq.